This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
You're listening to the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. And now we are joined via the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline by Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio, Saturday, 11 p.m. is how you can find him. Also writes for KSR, does a great job covering basketball and football, talks about it all, and he talks about everything here with us today. First, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing today?
You know what? As Tennessee fans who had to watch everyone play in a bowl game this season and last season, we don't have an offensive coordinator. you know, we do have, I think, the best college basketball team in America. We're good, man. Alabama lost last night, got beat down. It was bittersweet because Clemson has some key players that should be wearing Tennessee orange, but again, Alabama lost, so that's the next best thing to a Tennessee win. So we're good this morning.
Well, it's funny. Two things. First of all, I live in L.A., so don't feel bad. You're not the only one without an offensive coordinator. USC basically unofficially but officially lost theirs yesterday. Two, something I found out at about 2 a.m. Eastern time yesterday, I had no idea that Trevor Lawrence grew up a Vols fan. So I apologize. And, you know, maybe in a different world, if, you know, if Butch Jones hadn't, you know, torpedoed the program, you know, Trevor Lawrence would be wearing a different shade of orange. But hate to bring it up at 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is, 10 o'clock in the morning over there.
Yeah, so. I see your tweet here from 8 hours ago. I don't know how you're awake right now. I guess you just love to be on this show, which is crazy. I don't know how you're awake right now.
But all I've thought of. Well, you know what? I get up to go to the gym really early. Today was one of those where I regret it because I do live on the West Coast. But I'm actually getting married in July, so I got no excuse. You know, you got to play like a champion. You got to get your butt in shape. You know.
That's right, man. That's right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your tweet from 8 hours ago was a photo of Trevor Lawrence with a buzz cut when he was on campus at Tennessee in eighth grade. And it made me sad. That's the first time I really thought about it. I blocked everyone out saying things about T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers and Trevor Lawrence until your tweet. Your tweet made me sad.
Well, I didn't realize until I put it out because, you know, I have a lot of Tennessee fans that follow me because I'm in love with your basketball program. And I had no idea. A couple of them hit me up and said, yeah, no, he grew up in East Tennessee and could have been a Vol under different circumstances. But Butch Jones and try it. Listen, this is, you know, this is what do they say? A small step back for a major comeback. I mean, look, I will say this. I mean, look, and I tweeted this, too, is I think it is way more inconceivable. If I had told you 10 years ago that Dabo Sweeney was going to go on the run that he has now, two national championships, four straight ACC titles, four straight playoff appearances. Of course, 10 years ago, there wasn't a playoff. But the idea of Clemson doing what it's doing right now 10 years ago was more inconceivable at the time than Tennessee doing the same thing 10 years from now, if that makes sense. So I don't know if that's safe. I don't know if that makes anybody happy. I don't know if that brings anybody joy on this morning. But, man, we're all college football fans, and we all remember Clemsoning, and we all remember what this program was. And I'm not saying Jeremy Pruitt's Dabo 2.0 or anything. I'm just saying it was inconceivable to think that Clemson could do what they did. It's got to, in a weird way, I think it's got to make a lot of programs feel good. Like, man, if we can somehow figure out what the heck we're doing at coach, this can be done in the modern era.
Hey, I said that earlier today.
Aaron, I just saw your tweet from minutes ago, and so I'll ask you this. Is Bama's dynasty dead?
Oh, Oh, my God. You know, I saw so much of this last night. And, like, I was amazed because, you know, I used to work at FoxSports.com, and I kind of did cover college football on a day-to-day basis for about 3-4 years for FoxSports.com. And it was really, you know, we went through this spin cycle like 2 or 3 times like 5 years ago. And look, Nick Saban's going to readjust. The thing with Clemson, I think a lot of casual fans, you guys know, you follow college football 365 days a year, but they had like 3 dudes along their defensive line that all could have gone pro last year, all could have been first round draft picks, and they all decided to come back. And so Clemson was always going to have, like, this generational-type team this season. And it was, you know, nobody could see Trevor Lawrence coming, but it was going to be kind of, you know, there's a reason a lot of people pick Clemson to win the national championship in the preseason. Bama, I know you guys probably believe this, but I think they'll be just fine. Tua, I do think there's some, like, pseudo-legitimate questions about Tua coming in next season. Didn't look great, obviously, against Georgia. Did not look great last night. So I think there's a few questions about him. But anybody that doesn't think that Bama is no worse than co-favorite by a mile coming into next season is insane.
Aaron, much was made of the national championship game being on the West Coast about how the West Coast does not care about college football. They should move the game to Atlanta. With you being on the West Coast, what was the mood leading up to the game? And then, I guess, on social media, did your West Coast folks, did they take to the game during the game? If that makes sense?
Yeah, I think everybody was into the game. I'll be curious what the ratings come out to be, and I know they probably won't be great because the game was a blowout. But, you know, the thing with, for people that haven't been in the Bay Area, it's about 6 hours from where I live, so it's not that I had a great feel. I didn't go to the game, although I obviously could have, is that, you know, the thing with the Bay Area is it's really expensive to fly into. It's really expensive to stay in. It's 6 hours from either of these participants. Look, I really think, and by the way, the stadium itself is about 45 minutes from San Francisco. And so for me, I always just felt like this was an awful place to play this game. In 2 or 3 years, we're going to have a brand-new stadium here in Los Angeles where the Rams are going to play. We're going to have a brand-new stadium in Vegas where the Raiders are going to play. And we have the Rose Bowl, which is about 5 minutes from where I'm sitting as we speak. So if they want to bring this game back to the West Coast, there are plenty of good options. I hope that San Francisco isn't one of them just because, you know, look, you know, they decide these sites 7, 8, 10 years in advance, whatever it is. But I think it's pretty safe to say that 10 years from now, Cal and Stanford and San Jose State will probably not be among the teams competing for a national championship. So whatever they decide to bring this game back to the West Coast, I think, you know, there's already one scheduled for the new stadium in L.A. I hope they do stick to L.A., Vegas, Rose Bowl, whatever.
Aaron Torres here on the Swain Event. The most important part of this conversation starts now, Aaron, and that is about Tennessee basketball and why do you think they are the best team in the country and why you are in love with this basketball program.
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, look, you know, the bottom line is, obviously, I'm not saying anything that you guys don't know, but their only loss was to Kansas on a neutral court when Grant Williams fouled out. What I really like about them is, one, I think the Gonzaga win's going to hold up really well. I think Gonzaga's actually only going to get better as the season wears on. They're finally starting to get healthy and whatever. What I like about Tennessee is they're veteran, they're experienced, they got guys, but they can play any style of basketball, right? Like, they can, you know, they beat Memphis 102-92. They beat Gonzaga in a high-scoring game, but they can win games 65-62 as well. And so to me, you look at them, and I just think so much about college basketball. One, I just think they're really good, but so much about college basketball is being able to win different ways, different styles, different whatevers. And I think Tennessee is able to do that. You know, the development of some of the other guys this season, Jordan Bone, Lamonte Turner, Kyle Alexander. Like, last year it was a lot of Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams, and I wondered how much better as a team they could get. Well, that's been kind of answered as far as I'm concerned because they're deeper, they have more guys that can beat you, And those two guys have somehow gotten better, Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield.
But Aaron, I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying I would say Tennessee is the prohibitive favorite to win the SEC this year, and it might not be all that close. But what's your thoughts on the SEC as an entire league right now?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I was the guy last year banging the drum on how good the SEC was. I don't think this year it's as deep. So I think a team like Tennessee, there's going to be more wins to be had when you play a team like you played on Saturday, Georgia. Texas A&M isn't very good. Ole Miss has a good record, but I don't think they're very good. But it's more of a top-heavy league this year. I think Kentucky is going to be fine. I know they lost at Alabama over the weekend. Kentucky was my preseason national championship pick, which is not looking very good right now. But look, you know, they were, you know, they're going to be fine. I really do believe. I think Auburn is good. I do think Tennessee is a cut above the rest. I don't think though. I think it's Tennessee, and then I think it's Kentucky and Auburn. And then I don't really know after that. You know, Mississippi State, really good. But if you look at their schedule, they have a lot of, like, B-minus, C-plus wins, nothing great. Ole Miss, like I said, has surprised some people. So I think Tennessee is the prohibitive favorite. I don't think there's as many teams that can beat you on any given night. And I think there is a little bit of a gap between Tennessee and Auburn and Kentucky. So maybe things will change in SEC play when you know, when teams know you better and all that kind of stuff, and you got to play true road games. But obviously opening with Georgia by basically doubling them up was a good sign that Tennessee's not going to miss a beat now that league play starts.
Aaron, when you say Tennessee is the best team in the country, people outside of Knoxville are going to say, well, what about Duke? Well, what about Michigan? So my question to you is, what separates Tennessee from Duke, from Michigan, and those other top teams?
Sure, yeah. You know, when I put out the tweet, a lot of people kind of said, well, do you think they can go to the Final Four? And it's like, do you think they can win that? You know, it's one of those deals where, look, you got to see the draw. You don't know until you see the draw. But it's kind of what I said a minute ago is I like their versatility. I like that this group has been there before. Look, the question with Duke is going to be, you know, once you get into a single elimination game, how do you handle, you know, if Zion Williamson gets in foul trouble, if R.J. Barrett gets in foul trouble. With Virginia, I know Virginia is ranked like number three or number four right now, but I still need to see them. You know, what happens if they fall down eight in the first half against somebody? Are they still going to do what they did against UMBC last year and try to run 28 seconds off the clock before they get a good look? Like, you can't do that in the tournament. You know, through my career, I've talked to a lot of coaches and a lot of different things. Like, and I vividly remember talking to a coach after the UMBC loss for Virginia last year. And, like, what the guy told me was, he's like, dude, when you go to the tournament, you got to be able to win a million different ways. Sometimes your best player is going to be off. Sometimes you're going to be in foul trouble. Sometimes the other team's going to be hot. Sometimes you're going to be cold. Sometimes it's going to be a defensive battle. Sometimes it's going to be, you have to score points to win. And I'm still not sold that Virginia fully understands that as a program. The one thing I do know is that I've seen Tennessee already this year win a bunch of different ways. I've seen them, as I said, score 100 points to beat Memphis in a pretty high-scoring game. Gonzaga, very high-scoring game. But I've also seen them play in the 60s and clamp down on defense. And so, again, you know, there's still 2 months before we really figure out who's a legitimate contender and before we see that bracket. But I just like thinking that on a neutral court, Tennessee is going to be able to adjust to anything that they see, and I can't say that about a lot of other teams.
Aaron, I like you, dude. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're awesome, man. Aaron Torres here, Fox Sports Radio. How can fans and listeners right now who are listening to this show, listening to you, how can they repay the favor? You waking up early this morning, getting up, and just praising Tennessee the way you are. How can people repay you by following you and following your work? How can people do that?
Don't forget, I also inadvertently called them the next Clemson in football, too, so don't forget that.
Noted.
So, yeah, best place is Aaron_Torres on Twitter. I have a bi-weekly podcast where I mostly talk college basketball. If you want to subscribe, that'd be great. You don't even have to listen. Just subscribe, then unsubscribe after a few days, and then resubscribe, whatever. But at @Aaron_Torres, yeah, do some occasional stuff with The Athletic, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, Fox Sports Radio every Saturday. But, you know, I appreciate you guys having me, and anytime you need me, just holler.
Hey, man, you keep throwing these compliments our way. We may send you a wedding gift.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, yeah, just keep beating teams by 45 points, and I'll keep throwing out compliments. I mean, it's pretty easy when you guys do that. So.
Hey, man, thank you so much, man. Hope you have a great workout. Really appreciate your time.
All right, no problem, guys. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you, man. Congratulations.